Mesechtes Soita, Daf Lamed Beis, 11 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Beis and Alv, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. And our Mishnah will discuss a din that's relevant to the Pasha of Soita, and therefore the Mishnah will continue and discuss a similar din that's relevant to other Pashas in the Torah. And the Mishnah will discuss if when the Kohen says over the Shvuos and says over all the things that he has to say to the Soita, does he have to say it Blush Lakodesh, or can he even say it in any language as long as the woman understands that language? And we will quickly read the first part of the Mishnah, and then we'll come back and explain some of the dinim. So the Mishnah states, Ilan Amar B'chaloshin, the following seven Pashas can be said in any language, Pashas Soita, Uvidu Maisa, Kriyishma Utvila, Ubechsa Mazin, Ushvus Edis, Ushvus Apikadin. And the Mishnah continues, Ve'ilan Amar B'loshan Kodesh, and the following eight Pashas have to be said specifically in Loshan Kodesh, Mikra Bikurim V'chalitza, Brachas V'klolais, Bechas Kainim, Ubechas Kain Gadol, Upasha Melch, Upasha Glarufa, Umashur Bilchom, Mishosh. And let us now go through all these 15 different Pashas one by one. So the first is Pashas Soita, and Rashi explains Masha Kohen Oimula, all the things that the Kohen tells her when she's a Soita. And we don't say that he has to say it over in Lashon HaKodesh, Kederach Shenichtav, the same way that's written. And the Achrayim discuss when Rashi says Kederach Shenichtav, is he referring to the way that's written, the Megillah that's written for the Soita? And therefore we see clearly from Rashi that even if the Kohen could say Bishkaloshin, however it has to be written Blush HaKadosh, or does Rashi mean Kederach Shenichtav, the way that it's written in the Torah, but in Chanami, the Megillah could also be written in B'chol Lashon. And even though our Mishnah does not bring the Makar as to how we know that the Kohen can say over the Pasha of Soita B'chol Lashon, however, the Gemara will bring the Makar, and the Sefri explains that if not for the fact that the Gemara brings the Makar, then we would think that the Pasha of Soita would be compared to the Din of Yavama, and just like Chalitza has to be done B'losh HaKadosh, so we would think that the Pasha of Soita also has to be said in Losh HaKadosh. And the reason why we've learned it from Yavama is based on the Kal V'Chayma, as Ma Yavama Kala Lo Yosuba Kala Lishonis Kalashan HaKadosh, that just like Benigay Yavama, which is extremely Kal, as at that point she's not an Ishish Ish, and even if she would be Mizana, she would not be Oiva on an Issa Erva, and she'd only be Oiva on an Issa Lav of Lysia Isha Mesa Chutzal Ishzar, and even so, she has to say all the words when she's doing Chalitza, Belashan HaKadosh, so Saita Chamur, like Koshkin, so Saita, that is an Ishish Ish, and if she'd be Mizana, she would be Chayav Mises Bezin, so certainly we would think that the Kain has to say over the Pasha of Soita B'loshan HaKodesh. The second Pasha that the Mishnah discusses is Vidur Maisa, and this is found in Pashas Gisavai in Devarim, Perek Abav. The Torah teaches us that in the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, then a person has to make sure that anything that they were chayiv to give as Shumais or Maises must be given at that point, and this is like a tax deadline, and at that point they have to say a specific Pasha in the Torah, and the Pasha starts by saying V'amatel Fnei Hashem Lekecha Bi'arte HaKodesh Min HaBayis V'gam Nesativ L'Lei etc. And Rashi says at that point you have to make sure to give the Maisa Rishon to the Levi and Maisa Oni to the Oni, and any Maisa Sheni of the first 2 years you have to take up to Yerushalayim at this point. When the Pasha Vidu Maisa states Be'at HaKodesh, that's referring to Maisa Sheni. When the Pasha states V'gam Nesata Levi, that's referring to Maisa Rishon. And when it says L'ger L'yosim L'amona, that's referring to Maisa Oni. And our Mishnah teaches us that this Pasha can be said B'chol Lashon, and not only Dafka Blashon HaKodesh. And the third Pasha that the Mishnah speaks about is Kriyashma, and our Mishnah holds like the Manda Oma that holds that Kriyashma can be stated in any language, and not like Rebbe, who we will see in the Gemara, holds that Kriyashma must be said Blashon HaKodesh. And the Mishnah's fourth case is Tfilah, that when the Rabbanim is Misaking, that we have to say Shemin Esrei, that can be said B'Chaloshin. Bichsa Mazin can also be said B'Chaloshin. And Shvuah Seidis is a case where Reuben goes over to Shimon and tells him that I know that you know certain testimony that you could say for me, and Shimon says he doesn't have anything to testify, and Reuven makes Shimon swear that he doesn't have anything to say, and Lemaisa Shimon lied, and then afterwards Shimon is Maida, and Shimon will be Chayav a carbon oil of Yared. So the Mishnah teaches us that even if Reuven makes Shimon swear, and Reuven only says over the Shvua in any other language, and he doesn't say Blashon HaKodesh, that Shimon would be Oivan this Issa, and would have to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the seventh case is where Reuven is watching something for Shimon, and Reuven claims that the item was stolen or was lost, and then Shimon goes over to Reuven, and he makes Reuven swear that he actually lost this item, or the item was stolen, and it turns out that Reuven was lying, and then Reuven is Maida, so aside for the fact that Reuven has to pay Shimon back for this item, and he also has to be Maisa V'chaymish, but Reuven would also have to bring a carbon Hashem Gezeles, and the Mishnah teaches us that this Shvua could even be B'chaloshin, and doesn't have to be Dafkim Lashon HaKodesh. And the Mishnah then continued and discussed eight different Pashas that have to be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, and the first one is Mikra Bikurim, which is again stated in Pashas Kisavai, which tells us that when a person brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, he would say the Pasha of Arami Oyviravi, and the second Pasha has been a Geir Chalitza, where the woman goes to Bezin and she says, Ma'in Yavami, Lahakim Lachav Shem Yisrael, Lay Ava Yabmi. Then the Yavim would say, Loy Chafatzi Lakachta, that it's true, that I don't want to do Yibim, and I only want to do Chalitza. And then she will say, Kachi Asal Ish, Ashaloy Yibna, Space Achiv. And these words, which is found in Pasha Kiseitse, have to be stated in the Lashon Kodesh Dafka, and Brachs and Klolis are referring to the Brachs and Klolis that was said on Hagrizim Har Evil, which the Gemara will discuss, and the Brachas and Klolis was stated in Lashon HaKodesh, and the fourth Pasha, Birchas Kainim, is referring to the Brachas that Kainim say, of Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, that we call Birchas Kainim, or Birchas Kain Gadol, is referring to the Bracha that Kain Gadol gave Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur after he did the Aveis HaYayim, and after he came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he would read in Torah in the Pasha of Achrim Meis, and then he benched them with eight Brachas, as the Mishnah will discuss the Daf Mem and Beis, and this also had to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. And the sixth Pasha that has to be stated specifically in Lashon HaKodesh is Pasha HaMelech, is the Pasha that the Melech would read on the eighth year by Hakel, or Pasha Eglarufa, and the seventh item is the Pasha of Eglarufa that Bezdin would state when they found a corpse between two different cities. And this Pasha is found at the end of Pasha Shaitim in Parakhov Aleph in Pasuk Zion, where the Pasuk states, Va'anu Va'amru, Yadenu Loi Shafchu Es Adam Azeh, Ve'inenu Loi Ro, etc. And finally, the eighth Pasha that had to be stated by Lashon HaKodesh is the Pasha of Meshuach Mechom B'Shoshim Adam Al'am, as the Pasuk tells us in Pasha Shaitim in Parakhov, Pasuk Beis, V'hoi Yekakar V'cham Al'am Mechama, V'niga Shakayim V'div Al'am, V'am Aleim, and the Kayin whose Meshuach Mechom will say to them, Shema Yisrael, Atum Kayim Ayan Al'am Mechom Al'ay Veichem, Al Yerich L'Bavchem, Al Tiru, Va'al Takbesu, Va'al Ta'atu V'Pleim, etc. Our mission now continues to discuss the eight Pashas that we said that have to be stated specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Gemara will now explain the Makar for these Dinim, and the Mishnah continues, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad, and Rashi says that over here, the Lashon of Ketzad, not asking what is the case, but the Gemara is asking Minayin, that how do we know that Mikra Bikurim can only be stated by Lashon HaKodesh, and the Mishnah explains that since in the Pasha Bikurim, in Pasha Kisavai, the Torah states, V'nisav matl l'fnei Hashem Melkecha, Arami Oved Avi, Enu Halon Weimer, and a bit further in Pasha Kisavai, in Perakov Zayin, when the Torah is discussing the brachs and klolis that would be given on Hagarizim and Ha'evil, the Pasuk states, V'anu Halevi and V'amru, since the Torah uses a similar Lashon of V'anu V'amru, therefore we learn out, Ma'al Alon B'Lashon HaKodesh, just like B'negated Brachs and Klolis, it has to be stated, Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh, also B'negated Pasha Bikurim of Arami Yavid Avi, it has to be stated, Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh, and the Gemara later on will ask, that how do we know that the Brachs and Klolis had to be stated in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Mishnah continues, Chalitza Ketzad, that how do we know that Chalitza has to be said, Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh, as B'Ansav Amra, the Pasuk B'negated Chalitza says that she will respond and she will say, Ulalanu Aimeh, and once again, B'negated Pasha of Brachs and Klolis that was stated on Hagrizim Har Evil, the Pasuk says, V'onu Halevim V'amru, and therefore, once again, we have a limud that since it says the Lashon Vaniya, Ma'alon B'Lashon HaKodesh, just like the Brachs and Klolis had to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh, and the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda Aimeh, Rabbi Huda argues on Tana Kama, and he says, in this scenario, we don't have to learn Xerish Shava from the Din of Brachs and Klolis, as over here, the Torah says specifically, V'ansav Amra Kacha, as even though there's a Kama after V'ansav Amra, and the Pasuk actually says, Kacha Yasal Ish, however, we learn as if it says, V'ansav Amra Kacha, that this is exactly the way that she has to say it, and she has to say it in this specific language, and it has to be done B'Lashon HaKodesh. And the Mishnah continues, Brachas V'Klolis Ketzad, what is the case of the Brachas and Klolis that was stated in the Torah? And since the Mishnah would state Brachas V'Klolis Ketzad, and over here it doesn't mean Minayin, therefore the Mishnah previously brought the Lashon Ketzad as well, even though over there it means where do we know it from? And the Mishnah continues and tells us the story of the Brachas and Klolis, Kivin Sha'av Yisrael Siyadin, that once Klal Yisrael went past the Jordan River, Ubo'al Ha'Grizim V'Har Evil, and they got to Ha'Grizim V'Har Evil, which were mountains that were situated b'Shemron, Shebetzad Shechem, which was next to Shechem, Shebeitzel Eglayim Ma'irei, which is near Eglayim Ma'irei, Shenema, and we learned this from a pasuk that states, Halohim be'iv ha'yadin achri derech mevoy ha'shemesh be'eretz ha'knani ha'yoshe ba'rova mu'al gilgol eitzel Eglayim Ma'irei, enu la'alonu o'imeh, and b'negei Avram Avinu, it states in the pasuk, v'yav Avram ba'aretz ad mekayim Shechem ad Eglayim Ma'irei, and therefore, since it talks about Eglayim Ma'irei in both of the psukim, ma Eglayim Ma'irei ha'im la'alon Shechem, just like b'negei Avram, when it talks about Eglayim Ma'irei, it's referring to Shechem, after Elon Meir, Ha'imakan, therefore Elon Meir that's talking about when it discussed the Brachs and Klolis is also referring to Shechem. And the Mishnah continues, Shish Shvatim Olu Reish Hagrizim, there was six of the Shvatim that went up to the top of Hagrizim, and the six Shvatim was Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Yosef, and Minyamin, Vishish Shvatim Olu Har Evil, and six of the Shvatim went up to Har Evil, which refer to Reuben, God, Asher, Zvulun, Don, and Naphtali, and Va'Kohenim, Va'Levim, Va'Aron, Oim, Nilamata, Be'emtza, and then the Kohenim and the Levim and the Aron were standing inside the valley between the two mountains. Hakoinim Akifas Arin, the Kainim was surrounding the Arin, Valavim as Hakoinim, and the Levim formed a circle around the Kainim, the Chol Yisrael Mikan Makan, and all Klai Yisrael were on the two sides, half of Klai Yisrael on Hagrizim, and half on Ha'evil. Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Yeshua and Parakhas, the Chol Yisrael Zakinim, Vishaitim Vishaitim, the Oimdu Mizel Mizel, Arin, Negat Hakoinim Alavim, Noise Arin, Bruce Hashem, Kager Ka'ezra, Chetzival Mul Hagrizim, the Chetzer El Mul Ha'evil, Kashatsiva Moshe, Evad Hashem, Levarach Hassan, Bisrael, Barishaina. And the Mishnah continues, Havchu Pneim, Klape Hagrizim, Upaskul Rubracha, that all of the Levim and the Kainim turned their face towards Hagrizim, and they started and said a bracha, and they stated, Baruch Ish, Asher Liyasa, Pesel Masecha, and even though it is not first in the Torah, and the Torah only speaks about the Klolos, however, for every Klolo, they also said a symmetrical bracha, and after hearing this bracha, Ve'elu Ve'elu in an Amen, that all of the Klai Yisrael answered Amen, both the six Shvatim that were on Hagrizim, as well as the Shvatim that were on Ha'evil, Havchu Pneim, Klape Ha'evil, and then the Levim and the Kainim turned their faces towards Ha'evil, Upaskul Klolo, and they studied the Klolo, or Ish, Asher Yasa, Pesel Masecha, Ve'elu Ve'elu in an Amen, and once again, the Yidin and Ha'evil, as well as all the Yidin and Ha'grizim, also said Amen, Asher Goyim Brachas of Klolis, until they finished all the Brachas and Klolis, Ve'akha Chaviyu Savanim, and then afterwards they took the stones that they originally took out of the Yadin when they passed over the Jordan River, and there was the famous nace that happened where the Yadin split for Klai Yisrael, and they burned us a Mizbech, and they built a Mizbech, Ve'sadu B'sid, and they smeared it with Sid, the Chasvu Olav is called the Ve'at Torah, B'shivim Lashon, and they wrote the entire Torah in seven different languages, and there's Machlekes Rishonim as to exactly what they wrote. Did they write the entire Torah, or did they write all of the 613 mitzvahs and nothing more? And they definitely wrote it in seven languages, Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Be'er Hetav, that they wrote it in clear language, and therefore it had to be a language that every single person in the world understood. And from the Lashon and Mishnah, it seems that they wrote the Sefer Torah, or they wrote all of the mitzvahs on these stones that they formed into the Mizbech as well. And after they brought Eilus and Shlomim on these Mizbeches, V'notlas Avonim, they took apart these Avonim, and they dismantled this Mizbech, Ubo V'lonu B'mekoimon, and they encamped in Gilgal, as Rashi says, B'beis Malonim B'Gilgal, V'shamo Kimras Avonim, and they set up these Avonim as an everlasting monument to thank Hashem for helping them cross the Yarden. The reason why this was done in Gilgal is because when Klai Yisrael was in the middle of Kibush and Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael for the next 14 years, that is where the Mishkan was situated. And we continue on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, and the Gemara begins Pashas Soita Minolan, that how do we know that Pashas Soita can be stated in any language, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, Va'oma Koin L'Isha, and therefore we learn out B'chol Lashon Shu'ima, and Rashi actually changes the Gias of our Gemara, and he says that we actually go is Va'oma L'Isha, that the Pasuk says in Pashas Nasai, in Parakei, Pasuk Yutaz, that he will say to the woman, and therefore it's Mashma, he has to speak directly to the woman, and she has to understand it, and therefore it has to be B'chol Lashon Shu'ima, in any language that she will understand. And as Rashi says, El Isha, Mashma Dvar Manchnasim Beliba, Shetehema Keres Beloshain. And according to those Rishonim that keep our Gesa of our Gemara, and they learn for the Pasuk that states, Va'amah Koyin L'Isha, which is stated in Pasuk of Aleph, so they learn that since the Torah already said Va'amah L'Isha, and therefore the words Va'amah Koyin L'Isha are extra, and that's how we learn that the Pasha of Saita can be said in any language that she understands. The Gemara continues, Tanar Abadim, we learned to the Braisa, Mashmin Isa B'chol Lashon Shishimas, that the Koyin will say over the Klolos and the Pasha of Saita in any language that the woman understands. And Amai Shaisa, he tells her why she's drinking over Mahi Shaisa, and the Kli that she's drinking, Amat Nitmeis, and why is it that she became Tamei over Mahi Nitmeis, and in what manner did she become Tamei? And this is the end of the Braisa, and now the Gemara explains the Braisa, Amai Shaisa, Al Iske Kina Vistira, that the Kohen tells her that the reason why you're drinking is because you are either on the Kina and the Stira of your husband, and that's why we have to check you out with the Maya Marim. And as Rashi says, Sha'im Mullah, Preetzes Garm Lech Shetishta, because of your Preetzes, that is why you have to drink from the Maya Marim. And over Mahi Shaisa, and they tell her, with what will you drink? B'makeda Shacharis, with an inexpensive kli made out of earthenware. And then they continue, Amad Nitmeis, and why is it that you came to this point that you were able to become Tamei, Al Iske Skaik Vialdas, because you acted in a frivolous way and immaturely. And as Rashi says, Mi Avido De Tuma, Skaik Vikalas Reish, and they did this, Kedei Liasas Anoshim, in order to warn all the women, Shalei Kaloration Ima Anoshim, Shalei De Kach, Bois Lidei Tzaf De Bitna, as through this, they could eventually come to the point that their stomach will blow up and they will die. And finally, with Mahin and Meis, they explain to her the halachos of Tumah and the halachos as to when she will die and when the Mayim Marim will not have any effect on her. B'shoigeg oy b'mezid, as if it was only b'shoigeg, the Mayim Marim will not have any effect. But if it was b'mezid, then she will die. Or if it was b'inis, then nothing will happen to her. B'ratzin, but if it was b'ratzin, then she will die. And the Gemara is bothered that at least on the first points, we understand why they told her in order to make sure that all the women will warn for the future, as the Torah says, "V'nivasu kol anoshim." However, v'chol kach lama, why do they also have to tell her the halachas of the Mayim Marim? And the Gemara answers, "Shloi lahitzi laz al Mayim Marim," that we wanted to make sure that she knew the halachas of the Mayim Marim, as if, for example, she was really an oinis or she was a shoygeg in her bia. Then, if the Mayim Marim doesn't work and she doesn't know the halachas, then she'll say, just like the Mayim Marim doesn't work, even though I was mizana, and therefore the Mayim Marim likely doesn't work, even if I was mizana berotzin, and she won't realize that the only reason why it didn't work at this point was because she was an anusa, or because the beard that she had was b'shoigeg, and therefore we make sure to tell her that the only reason why the Mayim Marim may not work on you is because you were mizana b'shoigeg or ba'inis, but you should know that if it would be berotzin and b'mezid, then certainly the Mayim Marim would work, and you would die. And the Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah, and the second case that can be done b'chol lashon is vidu ma'isa. And the Gemara asks, "Minolan, what is the makar?" Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "V'matul fnei Hashem lekecha bi'arti hakodesh min habayis v'yalaf amir misaita." And we learned the lashon amir from the pasuk saita b'chol lashon shu'ayme. And just like the pasuk saita can be said in any language that she understands, and therefore the same holds true b'negei vidu ma'isa, that it could be said in any language that they understand. And the Gemara asks, "Amli rezuz labaya v'leilaf amir melevim?" Why don't we learn the word amir from the din of levim? And just like the pasuk b'negei the brachos and klalos that was said on Hagrizim Har'evil, the pasuk states for Anu Alavim va'amru, and it uses Lashon Amira, and we know it has to be B'Lashon HaKadosh. Therefore, maybe the Pasha Vida Maisa should also only be done B'Lashon HaKadosh. And as the Gemara states, Ma'ala Alam B'Lashon HaKadosh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKadosh, and the Gemara answers, Don Amir Gredasa, Me Amir Gredasa, we'd rather learn the din of Vida Maisa from the Pasha Saita, because both only say the Lashon Amira, Vein Don Amir Gredasa, and we don't learn from the word Amira that states B'Negea Vida Maisa, Me Aniyav Amira, from the Lashon that states B'Negea the Brachas and Klalas that was stated in and her evil, where it states for Anu Alavim for Amru, and since it uses a Lashon for Anu Vamru, therefore it's not similar to the case of Vida Maisa. And the Gemara continues, Tani will learn to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Bechai Oimeh, Adam Oimeh Shvacha B'Kol Namach V'Genusa B'Kol Ram, that a person should say his praises in a low voice, however he should say the bad things about him in a louder voice. Shvacha B'Kol Namach Min Vida Maisa, we learn the din of Shvach B'Kol Namach from the fact that Vida Maisa was said in a low voice, as in the Pasha of Maisa, we speak about the Shvach of a person, as a person says, Be'arta HaKadosh Bin Abayis, V'Gam Nesatav Levi, etc., and he says about all the great things they did, and therefore the Torah only says, V'Omar, and it doesn't say Loshiv Anu Amru, and it's mashmani you say it in a low voice. And the Gemara continues, Genusa b'kol ram mimikur bikurim. And Rashi explains, V'genusa k'goyin rami d'avarabi, haynu genusa shemisvadin shavi and lovin arami hay rasha, as would be misvada that our forefather lovin arami was a rasha. And in regard to mikur bikurim, the Torah states, V'nisa v'amata, and it's mashmani it's done b'kol ram. And the Gemara continues, V'genusa b'kol ram, how can you say Reb Shimei Chai holds that genus is stated b'kol ram, but v'om Reb Yechon m'shum Reb Shimei Chai? But Rabbi Yechon states, Gufa in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bechai, been played matik to Tfilu Balachash, that why is it that we say Shemin Esri quietly, which we learn from Chana, Kadesh Lelu Vaish is Ivra Vera, in order not to embarrass those who did Averis, because during Shemin Esri, a person would be misfad as Averis, and as we know, at the end of Shemin Esri, we say Vidu Yanim Kippah, and during Shemin Esri, we say Slach Lanu, etc., and therefore we see that we misfad Averis during Shemin Esri, and that's why we should say it in a lower voice. And Rabbi Shimon Bechai continues, Sari Lechilik Akasa Mokim Bechat Sa'ila, and we see that the Torah doesn't want to embarrass someone that did Avera, because the Torah states that the same place that you actually shech the Karban Oila is the same place that you shech the Karban Chatas, and both are shechted but suffering on the north side of the Azara. And the Gemara answers, Enoch Hanami, that when the Brisa stated that you should say Gnus B'Koram, it's not referring to actual Gnus, Loite B'Gnusai, Ella Imutsayah, that's referring to a person's pain. And this idea is similar to the Tanya as the following Brisa, V'Tamei Tamei Yikra, that the Torah states, B'Degei Mitzayah, that he calls out that he's Tamei, Tzarech Loidi, Tzarech Rabbim, and it teaches us that a Mitzrayah has to call out and tell people that he's a Mitzrayah in order for other people to be able to daven for him. And anyone that has something bad happen to them has to tell it to the Rabbim, and they can't keep it hidden. And then the Rabbim will go and daven for him. And therefore, the way to understand the Braisa is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai taught us that if someone has tzar, they have to say it b'kol ram, and we learned this out from Mikra Bikurim. And Rashi explains this is referring to the Tzar Sha'avar Yisrael, Tzar Tsaras Lovan Arami and Tsaras Mitzrayim, and that's what we see from the pasuk of Arami Avidovi Vayeri Mitzrayma, that they were talking about the Tsaras of Klal Yisrael, and the Torah tells us that this Pasha Bikurim has to be said out loud, as the pasuk states, Vanisa Vamata. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, that we quote from the Brisa that we just saw, that Omer Beichla Meshum Rav Shimon Beichai, Ben Pri Matik Lutfilu Belacha, Shalom Lubayish is Eiver Veir, Shalom Lechila Kakosav Mokum Beichatis Oila. And the Gemara asks, Vallai, are you telling me that there's no difference between a Chatis Oila, Vaikadamim, that we know there's a difference between where you put the dam on the Mizbech, at dam Chatis Lamaila, the dam and the Chatis go on the Karen of Mizbech, which is Lamaila Mechuta Sikra, the dam Oila Lamato, and the dam of the Oila and all the other Kabanis go Lamata Mechuta Sikra, and we see that the Torah is not concerned that a person will be embarrassed. And the Gemara answers, Hasam Koyin Hudiyada, that in a Chanami, although the Koyinim will know that this person did Avera, but since the blood is being spritzed on the Mizbech, which is in an area where the Yisraelim can't go, therefore the rest of Klal Yisrael will not know, and this will not be so embarrassing for the person that did the Chet. And before we continue, let's just point out that we know a Chatas could be brought as a Kivsa or Seira, meaning a female goat or a female sheep, and an Oila is always brought from a Zacha, from a sheep, goat, or axe that is a male. Therefore, the Gemara asks, V'ikka Chatas Nekeva, Oila Zacha, that how can you say that we won't know the difference between a Chatas and Oila if a Chatas is in a Keva and an Oila is a Zacha, and therefore everyone will know that this person is bringing a Chatas? And the Gemara answers, Hasam Mechasi Be'alya, that in a Chanami a Chatas in a Keva and an Oila is a Zacha. However, the only way that you'll be able to tell is by seeing that Makam Zachris or Makam Nakvis and Lemaisa, the tail of the animal, will be covering that area. And the Gemara asks, Tenech Kifsa, that's very good, but a gay sheep that has a tail, but Seira Maik Lemema, a Seira that doesn't have a fat tail, what are you going to say, and how will you explain why the person won't be embarrassed if Lechira, everyone will know that he's bringing a Karban Chatas? And the Gemara answers, Hasim Iu de Kamichsif Navshe de Boile Lucia Kifsa of Kamaisi Seira, that in a Chanami over there, the Torah doesn't have to worry, because the Torah gave you a choice. Either you want to bring a Kifsa Seira, and if you decide to bring a Seira, then you were the one that embarrassed yourself, as at that point, people will be able to tell that you're bringing a Karban Chatas, but the Torah did not require this. And the Gemara continues, this makes a lot of sense. By most Chatais and the standard Chatas Chelav, we are presented a choice between a Seira or a Kifsa, but Chatzav is Chavin Lysogid Lav Seira, Maik Lamema, Lechayer Benegay, the Chatzav Edizara. We are the Torah state that a person has to bring a Seira, and a person doesn't have a choice, so over there he'll definitely be embarrassed. And how can the Torah require someone to be embarrassed when they did Avera? And the Gemara answers, Hasim Nichsav Nezel, Hechen and Chapale, that over there the Torah actually wants a person to become embarrassed, as this way he'll have a full Kapara. And as Rashi says, Hitlava Kosav, she is Bayish, Shetehele Kapara, Ma'unish Kadal Kazer. And the second taste of the Anam, it is bothered, Vim Taima, Yachle Kemoikim, Bekfias Makam, Shritasa, Kehik Levele Kapara Gemura. If we're saying that we want a person that did Avay Dezara to have a Kapara Gemura, then the Torah should also tell us that the Kohen should Shech this Seira in a different place than the Oila, and this way people will realize that this person did the Chet of Avay Dezara, and it will bring him even a greater Kapara. And Taisa says, Yeshlema, Kim Shechila Kasa, Bedava Echad, once a Torah was Michalik with one thing, Sheish Heka Bedava, Matzar Chayza, so you don't have to pile onto this person, and he'll already have this kapara, and therefore we still keep it a little bit quiet, and we still don't want to embarrass him completely, as we're still concerned about Kavod Abrius. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Kriyishma, that the third Pashto in the Torah that can be said in any language is Kriyishma. And the Gemara asks, Minolon, how do we know? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, and we learn out, B'cholosh and Sh'at Shmeir, in any language that they can understand. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that this is actually the basis of a machlekes between Rabbi Nechamim, as Kriyishma Kechsav Adiv Rabbi. Rabbi holds that Kriyishma has to be said in the same way it's written, and it has to be stated in Lashon Kodesh. And the Chacham, who are the Tanoim of our Mishnah, hold B'chol that Kriyishma could be stated in any language. And the Gemara asks, my time of the Rebbe, we understand the time of Rabbanon, as we already saw that the Pasuk says Shema Yisrael, but L'chayr, what is the time of Rebbe? Amakra, the Pasuk says, B'hayu advar me'ilah, and we learn, B'havi yasin yu, that it has to be done and said in the exact way that's written in the Torah, and has to be said in Lashon HaKadosh. And the Braisa explains the Shita Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Amakra Shema, B'chol Lashon Shatter Shemeah. And the Gemara now asks, Rabbanon Nami Yaksiv B'hayu, the Lemaisa Kuint Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, B'hayu advar me'ilah. And why would the Torah say Bahayu if it doesn't have to be read in the way that it's written? And the Gemara answers, Hahu Shalei Kretnul Mafreya, that in a Chanami, Bahayu is telling you that you have to read it in the same way that the Pasha is written in the Torah, and it's teaching you that you can't read it in any way that's going to be l'mafreya. Rashi Maseches Brachos explains that you can't say v'sharecha beisecha mezuzahs, and you have to say mezuzahs beisecha v'sharecha. And others explain that you can't read the psukim out of order, and you can't read chsaftim al mezuzah beisecha v'sharecha, and then read the psukim of the hafta, as this would also be considered l'mafreya. However, of course, even though we say the pasha of Shema first, and then v'hoya, and then v'yoma, but if you would say these pashas out of order, that would not be a chesaron of being l'mafreya. And the Gemara continues, v'rabbi shlo yikren l'mafreya minolei. How does Rebbe know that you can't read the pasha of Shema out of order? Nafkalei midvarim advarim, since the pasuk says v'hoyu advarim, and Rebbe learns that the words of Kriya Shema cannot be said l'mafreya. And the Gemara then explains, v'rabbanan dvarim advarim l'mashmalu. According to Rabbanan, they don't have to learn anything out of the word advarim, as that is not mashma to them, as it's coming for a drasha. And the Gemara now asks, v'rabbi nami yoksiv Shema. According to Rebbe, l'maisa the pasuk says Shema Yisrael, and why don't they learn like Rabbanan that we should learn that b'chol loshon shatei shemea, that you could say Kriya Shema in any language that you understand? And the Gemara answers, Hahumi Boile, the Rebbe uses this pasuk Lashmi L'Azacha Mashat Mitzubipicha, that when a person says Kriya Shema, he can't just move his lips without verbalizing the words, and he must verbalize the words and say it in an oifen that his ears would be able to hear the words of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara ends off, Rabbanan Savri Lo Kaman Amma Kriya Shema V'le Hishmi L'Azda Yotza, the Rabbanan don't need a limud for this din, as the Rabbanan learned like the man Amma that holds that if someone reads Shema and they don't hear what they're saying, they would still be Yotza. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out that there's a general machlokes if kol tayr b'chol lashon emra, or if kol tayr kula b'lashon kodesh emra. And Tosfos explains that this machlokes is the shaila if the default in the entire Torah is that when you have a pasha that's said in the Torah, then the only way that you're allowed to say it is b'lashon kodesh. Or do we say that the Torah never has any requirement that a pasha has to be said b'lashon kodesh? And generally, the default would be that you could say it in any language that you could understand. And it's only when you have a makar to teach us that it has to be said b'lashon kodesh, then it has to be stated b'lashon kodesh. But otherwise, it could be said in any language that you understand. Now, Rashi over here, as well as in more detail in Masechtas Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel and in Megillah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, explains that when the Gemara states the idea of kol ha-Torah b'chol lashon emra, that's referring to kriyas ha-Torah that is done in the Beis HaKnesses. And Tosfos over there states that l'chayra kriyas ha-Torah is only midrabbanan, and it was only a takanas Ezra. And how could Rashi say that this question is relevant to kriyas ha-Torah in the Beis HaKnesses? In order to explain Rashi, Tosfos says that Rashi is discussing the pasha zocha, and some are gerus in Tosfos pasha's para as well. And this gufa we will find a machlekes if pasha's zocha and pasha's para are deraisa, and maybe only pasha's zocha is midraisa, as we're not gerus pasha's para in the words of Tosfos ayin bachreinim, as well as in the nusach of the gra. And with this hakdama, let us see our Gemara. And we just stated that Rebbe holds that Shema has to be said dafka b'lashon hakodesh, and the Gemara therefore continues leim b'kasava Rebbe. Let us say that Rebbe generally holds, and we continue to daf lama gimel min aleph, that kol ha-Torah b'chol lashon emra, that generally when we have a pasha in the Torah, the default is that it could be said in any language, the isak kadaita b'lashon hakodesh emra, as if you would say that Rebbe holds that every single pasha has to be stated in lashon hakodesh dafka v'hoyu d'kasav rachman olamli. Why we need a limud b'degei kriya shma if the standard is that every single pasha in the Torah has to be stated in lashon hakodesh, and we wouldn't need a limud of v'hoyu t'chsiv b'aviyasin you? And the Gemara answers, istrich, no, Rebbe really could hold that kol ha-Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh emra, and even so, he had to teach us v'hoyu b'negei kriya shma. And the reason is mishum d'chsiv shema, since in the pasha of kriya shma it also says the lashon shema, and we would think that maybe we would go like the Rabbanon and we'd say b'shema b'chol lashon shata shemeya, and therefore the Torah specifically had to say v'hoyu, that over here we shouldn't dash in shema, that you could say kriya shma in any language you want, and kriya shma has the same din as kol ha-Torah kula, and in order to be yaitza kriya shma, you must learn kriya shma in lashon hakodesh. And the Gemara says a similar svara b'negei the Rabbanon, as leimik asav Rabbanon kol ha-Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh nebra, that l'chayr we should say from our sugya that it's muchach that Rabbanon hold that in the rest of the Torah that it has to be said b'lashon hakodesh, as only over here b'negei kriya shma does the Torah say shma b'chol lashon shata shemeya, which tells us that we shouldn't follow the default, and you could say kriya shma in any language that you could understand. And as the Gemara explains, isak kadaita b'chol lashon, as if you will say that Rabbanon hold that every single pasha in the Torah can be read in any language you want, shema d'kasav rachman olamli, so why do we need a special pasuk of shema to teach you this din b'negei kriya shma? And the Gemara answers, istrich mishum d'chsiv v'hoyu, that since we have the word v'hoyu that we may think means to tell us like Rebbe that you only could say kriya shma in lashon hakodesh, therefore the Torah had to specifically say shema that we should not learn v'hoyu for this din, and we learn that the same din applies to shema as b'chol Torah kula. And even b'negei kriya shma, the default is that you could read kriya shma in any language that you could understand. And just to wrap up this sugya, the l'chayra, what does our Mishnah hold? Does our Mishnah hold that kol ha-Torah b'chol lashon emra? what do we think that our Mishnah hold? Kol Torah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. And Achrayim explained that our Mishnah must hold that Kol Torah B'Chol Lashon Nemra. And that is why our Mishnah doesn't bring any Mikaris for the first seven halachas of the Mishnah. That Elu Nemra B'Chol Lashon Pasha Soita Uvi D'Maisa Kriya Shema U'Tfilah U'Bechza Mazda Shuvah Seder Su Shuvah Sebekadin. And the Mishnah only brings Mikaris for the other 18 that have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. And the Mishnah is basically saying that really the default in the Torah is that every Pasha should be able to read in any language that you want. However, there are certain Mikaris that teach us that you have to read them in Lashon HaKodesh, and that is relevant to Bikur Bikurim, Chalitza, Brachas of Klolis, Birchas Kainim, Birchas Kain Gadol, Pasha Mel, Pasha Zegel Arufa, Umishulch Mucham, Bishash Medab El Am. And even though the Gemara and Daf Lam and Beis on Beis brought Mikaris for the first seven halachas of our Mishnah as well, Rachreim explained that the Gemara is saying that even if we're going to hold that Kol Torah Kula, Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, but that man the Amma also agrees that these seven Pashas can be stated in any language you want, as we have Makarios to teach us that these Pashas could be said in any language that you could understand, and we will stop over here.